This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah continues to discuss the cases where you have a utensil that has no receptacle, it's not a container of any sort, and it consists of a mixture of metal and wood, and so we need to decide, is this considered a metal utensil, in which case it would be Mekabel Tumah, for a metal utensil doesn't need to be a container to be susceptible to Tumah, or is it considered a wooden utensil, in which case it would not be susceptible to Tumah, as a wooden utensil does need to have a base kibble, it has to be a container in order to be subject to Tumah. The Mishnah begins with a discussion about an Ashkelonian kedum, which was a wooden pole that had multiple metal hooks on it for hanging flasks of water. The Mishnah says, a kedum in Ashkelon and Shenishberu, if nearly all of the hooks of an Ashkelonian kedum broke, they are unkeli shalan kayemes, but at least one hook remains, areilu tamein, then it's still considered a halachically, and it therefore can become tame, because first of all, of these two parts, the rod part and the hooks part, the main part is the hooks, and even though nearly all the hooks broke off, as long as one hook remains, it's still considered a usable utensil, and it's considered a metal utensil, since the main part, the hook, is made of metal, and therefore, even though there's no receptacle, it continues to be susceptible to Tumah. The Mishnah then says, as far as Hamaber, a wooden pitchfork, by Mizra, or a wooden winnowing fork, by Magov, or a wooden rake, Machin Masrik Shal Rosh, or a wooden comb, Shenitla Achas Mishinehen, Vasan Shal Mateches, one of its wooden teeth was removed and replaced with a metal one, the first opinion of the Mishnah rules, Harei Elu Tameir. All of these would be Makabel Tumah, on account of that one single metal tooth. For in all these cases, the teeth form the main component of the utensil. Since one of those is made of metal, we therefore define the whole thing as a metal utensil, and thus, even though there's no receptacle, it still will be subject to Tumah. The Mishnah says, V'al Kulan Amar of Yeshua, concerning all of the rulings stated in our Mishnah, Yeshua declared his disagreement, his bafflement over the ruling stated in all these cases. He said, Dvar chidish chidshu sofrim ve'in li ma'ashif. The sofrim, the scribes, the sages, have innovated the most novel teaching here, which I have no explanation for. As Rabbi Yeshua argued, first of all, in the last set of cases, the fact that one of the wooden teeth was replaced with a metal tooth is not a basis to consider the whole thing a metal utensil, since only one of the teeth is made of metal. Now, in the previous mission, we had a similar kind of case. We discussed a key where the shaft was made of wood. The Mishnah said, as long as one of the teeth of the key is made of metal, it is considered a kli that's mekabel tumah. The Pharisee Yisrael says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with that ruling, because in the case of a key, each and every one of the teeth is absolutely necessary. So he agrees that in that case, if even one of those is made of metal, then we define the kli as a metal utensil. But in our Mishnah's group of cases, it's not true that you need every single tooth for the kli to work. And so Yeshua feels that the fact that just one of those teeth is made of metal is not a basis to say that the whole thing should be considered a metal utensil. And Yeshua also disagrees with the Tanakhama's first ruling about the Ashkelonian kedumin. Tanakhama had said that even though it normally has many hooks, but almost all of them broke, and we have just one hook left, if that one hook is made of metal, then it's considered a kli that's mekabel tumah. Yeshua felt that if there's only one metal hook left, then it does not have enough halachic significance to define the whole thing as a proper metal utensil that's mekabel tumah. But in any event, the halacha is in accordance with the majority opinion, and so all of the kelim discussed in our Mishnah are mekabel tumah. They are considered metal utensils, and therefore, even though there's no base kibul, they're not a container, they're still mekabel tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.